a series exploring opportunities in the global economy, at TRowePrice.com/connections.
You're listening to Morning Edition on 88.9 WCVE, Richmond Public Radio. Jeff Shapiro joins us now, as he does every Friday morning at this time, for analysis of Virginia political news. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Wayne. Happy Christmas. Happy New Year.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's begin by looking back on the year that was, 2013. A lot has happened in Virginia politics this year, and much of it unexpected as the year began. We started off with a legislative session last January, which ended with Governor Bob McDonnell being able to cobble together a package of transportation funding that many perhaps thought could not be done. Not everyone was happy, of course. Some in his own party thinking it went too far in raising certain taxes. But nevertheless, an accomplishment for the McDonnell administration.
And it looked like it would be the cornerstone of Bob McDonnell's legacy as governor. He had had some modest achievements in the run-up to this year's session. There were some very ambitious programs that he had pushed that didn't really go anywhere. For example, selling off the state's liquor monopoly. But coming out of that 2013 legislative session, there was no doubt that Bob McDonnell had achieved a great feat. It was the first time since 1986 that the state had made a sustained investment in transportation. This investment, however, relies on new taxes. And those taxes are being enacted over the broken promise of Bob McDonnell, the gubernatorial candidate. He said there would be no tax increase on his watch. And many of his Republican friends in the legislature abandoned him on those final votes. It was the Democratic minority in the House of Delegates and the Democrats in the evenly divided Senate who delivered that tax increase for Bob McDonnell at that and that legacy, if you will. There was a big trade-off, however, and this continues to ripple through our politics. The Democrats have insisted on the expansion of Medicaid, a health care program for the poor, to bring perhaps up to 400,000 uninsured Virginians under Obamacare. The governor says this is not a quid pro quo, a term we've also heard a lot recently. But the new governor, the governor-elect, Terry McAuliffe, has indicated that he will reappoint the health secretary from the McDonnell administration, who has been roughing out, which looks strangely like a template for the expansion of Medicaid to bring these hundreds of thousands of uninsured Virginians under Obamacare. An idea, by the way, that's supported by the business community as financially responsible.
So as the legislative session ended, things were looking pretty good for Bob McDonnell. And then not long after that, kind of the floor fell out from under him with revelations that the governor and the first lady, perhaps other members of his family, were being investigated for allegedly violating state ethics laws in receiving gifts from a certain businessman.
Yeah, so this story has been unfolding since the last weekend in March. By no means a glorious example of damage control on the part of the McDonnell administration. There were state investigations. There is a continuing federal investigation, a federal criminal investigation. Now, according to the Washington Post, in its reporting last week, the Justice Department is prepared to seek indictments of the governor and Mrs. McDonnell in their relationship with Johnny Williams, the soon-to-resign head of Star Scientific, that company that used to be in the tobacco business, now is in the dietary supplements business. The governor insists that though he took hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash and unreported gifts, that he was legally clear to do so. He's repaid a lot of these gifts and loans, but he is clearly not out of the woods. And we were talking about his programmatic legacy as governor Now we're looking at a problematic legacy as governor. Time is clearly not Bob McDonnell's friend in this matter.
Other Virginia Republicans, namely Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli, were going into this year's statewide elections with an air of confidence. Cuccinelli, much better known than his Democratic opponent, Terry McAuliffe. He was championing certain hot-button issues with very conservative views, popular with the base of the Republican Party. And he came out of the nominating convention looking fairly strong, but he also was tainted by some scandal allegations and other things that really did in him and his ticket mates and led to a sweep by the Democrats in November.
Sweep with an asterisk, of course, the election for Attorney General going to recount.
Yes.
For Ken Cuccinelli, the problem was that he became the issue. He had his own difficult relationships with Mr. Williams of Star Scientific. It was Ken Cuccinelli who initiated the state investigation of Bob McDonnell and whether the governor properly completed his conflict of interest statement. These ethics issues are clearly part of the business of the coming legislature. There will probably be more talk than action on it. Terry McAuliffe, with a $15 million advantage on the fundraising front, just swamped Ken Cuccinelli with a wall of tough attack ads. When it was all over, what polls suggested would be an easy win turned out to be a very close win for McAuliffe. It seems that part of the problem for the Democrat is this issue called Obamacare, that the troubled rollout of the sign-up website gave Republicans an excuse, those who may have been hesitant to support Cuccinelli, to come home and back him.
So we look ahead to 2014. There's a Senate and congressional race next November. Senator Mark Warner's seat will be up. Warner, no doubt, will seek re-election. But in the meantime, we'll have the 2014 General Assembly session and, of course, the inauguration of a new Democratic governor, Terry McAuliffe. Some of the things on the agenda we'll be hearing a lot about, certainly ethics reform will be much discussed, and the Medicaid expansion that you referenced earlier will be much on the agenda in the legislative session. What else do we have to look forward to?
Well, of course, this is the first time that Democrats have swept for statewide office since 1989. There is still a substantial Republican presence in the legislature, the Republicans dominating the General Assembly. So there'll be a kind of interesting dance. Governor-elect McAuliffe doesn't seem to have much of an agenda. This would seem to have more to do with flexibility than anything else. He wants to expand Medicaid. Perhaps there'll be a big trade-off there for a tax increase, maybe. Excuse me, a tax decrease, maybe. Very appealing to Republicans, particularly heading into their own election year, 2014. Mark Warner perhaps will face Ed Gillespie, a former Republican National Committee chairman, and already Mark Warner trying to raise money, suggesting that Gillespie's going to be bringing in a lot of this super PAC and secret money that has been driving campaigns in this state and around the country for the past couple of cycles.
All right. Time is gone for today and for this year, Jeff. Always enjoy talking to you every Friday morning. So happy New Year. I'll talk to you next year.
Best for 2014.
Thank you.